Today is not far from imagination, with public opinion rapidly turning against the Zionist regime, with pressure building up against arming this colonial entity, and with massive protests erupting inside the Israeli occupation, many can see that this genocidal entity cannot last much longer. But years before the exhibition of these clear signs, a scholar and writer had already predicted the fall of the Zionist regime. The scholar was Imam Khamenei, Iran's leader of the Islamic Revolution, and the book containing his speeches on the topic of Palestine was once again on display in this year's book fair.
Salam and welcome to Tehran's 35th International Book Fair, an annual exhibit that this year has some 50,000 works from some 2,700 publications on display.
Iran's leader of the Islamic Revolution established this international book fair soon after the revolution's victory and has participated in it since, nearly every single year. During an interview in this year's visit, he elaborated on the reason.
من مایل هستم که کتابخانی هرچی بیشتر رواج پیدا کنه چون اعتقادم بر این است که ما محتاج کتاب هستیم همه آحاد در بخش‌های مختلف طبقات مختلف سنی و علمی احتیاج دارن به این که کتاب بخونن امروز یه مقداری شاغل‌های دیگر مثل فضای مجازی، مثل این چیزها جایی کتابخانی رو گرفته این من حرکت صحیحی نیست نه اینکه به فضای مجازی مراجعه نکنن یا اینها به روزنامه نخونن چرا؟ لیکن جایی کتاب رو نباید بگیره این کتاب بایستی یک جای خاصی ده هم در سبد معیشت مردم و خرید مردم هم در
Here we are at the International Pavilion for Islamic Revolution Publications, a company that publishes Imam Khamenei's works and speeches. Here you can find some 200 titles on a variety of topics from Islamic studies to social issues, politics, economics, and more in some 17 languages such as Farsi, Urdu, Arabic, English, Spanish, and Mandarin.
Quite a few of these titles are on the topic of Palestine, from those shedding light on the dark ideology of Zionism to those introducing resistance movements fighting the occupation and those depicting the picture of Palestine's future following the impending fall of the Israeli regime, like the Arabic book titled Tel Aviv Collapsed, that has been translated to Farsi and will soon be translated to English as well.
Tel Aviv Collapsed, as every colonial entity will sooner or later. But it came at the cost of the genocide in Palestine, where tens of thousands of men, women, and children were brutally murdered and millions were displaced. A cost that could have been avoided had more people read about the history of colonialism and recognized the signs, as history has a way of repeating itself for those who don't learn from it.